Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who for decades has guided the Longword Journal to watch Al-Qaeda and then the new cousin ISIS, born about 10 years ago. They have reason to believe that they have sanctuary in Afghanistan. We have reason to believe that they've been in communication with Tehran for many years. Bill, Al-Qaeda, 8 training camps the last time we talked about it. There might be 9 by now. To my reading of the news, Al-Qaeda has not taken advantage or commented on the exchange of missiles between Tehran, its sponsor, and Jerusalem, nor has ISIS. Have you seen things at FDD?
No, I haven't seen any response at this time. I don't expect Al-Qaeda to comment on Iranian attacks on Israel, because one of the things, given that Al-Qaeda's top leadership, many live in Iran or they transit from Afghanistan to back and forth to and from Iran. You know, this is a sensitive issue, the relationship between Al-Qaeda and Iran. And Al-Qaeda does not like to bring up the fact that there's a relationship or even mention Iran in various ways. There's a special deal. This was disclosed by the Treasury Department well over a decade ago, that Iran allows Al-Qaeda leaders to harbor inside of Afghanistan, and top leaders of Al-Qaeda, the current leader of Al-Qaeda, Saif al-Adel, is believed to be living in Iran at this moment. So Iran allows it to do that in exchange for Al-Qaeda not launching attacks against Iranian interests inside of Iran or in key facilities. And that relationship has held up very well. It's allowed Al-Qaeda's leadership to survive and thrive. The Islamic State, you know, it's in a tough position as well. In a way, both organizations, you know, they don't want to side with Iran publicly, particularly the Islamic State, which, you know, publicly is virulently against the Iranian mission, but they also don't want to side with Israel. They don't want. So it's really tough for these groups to calibrate their messaging when it comes to the conflict between Iran and Israel.
Bill Raggio, he keeps the Longword Journal. He's a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.